This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you there yet? The AAA says traffic probably won't be that bad today, but if you're traveling tomorrow, July 4th, you may want to leave before 11 a.m. or after 6 to beat the worst of it. And your Uncle Sam has some advice if your travel plans include China. You may want to reconsider.
The advisory cites the risk of arbitrary law enforcement, wrongful detention, and exit bans used by the Chinese government to resolve disputes in favor of Chinese citizens, pressure family members to return from abroad, or to gain leverage over foreign governments. Visitors can get in trouble for attending a demonstration or sending an electronic message critical of Chinese policies. The warning comes after a U.S. citizen was sentenced to life in prison in a spying case and the passage last week of a foreign relations law threatening countermeasures against those seen as harming Chinese interests. Similar advisories were issued for Hong Kong and Macau. The warnings come as U.S.-China relations are at their testiest in years. Jennifer King, Washington.
Dangerously hot temperatures in the desert southwest. The AP's Donna Warder.
On Sunday, Phoenix, Arizona, and surrounding communities flirted with a high of 115 degrees, and the National Weather Service is forecasting 116 degrees today. In Nevada, the first excessive heat warning of the summer continues through this evening. For the Las Vegas metro area, the high in central Las Vegas on Sunday was near 112 degrees, with 113 degrees predicted for today. In Southern California, excessive heat warnings and advisories are extended through today for inland areas east of Los Angeles. I'm Donna Warder.
Shooters still out there somewhere after opening fire at a weekend block party in Baltimore, killing two and wounding dozens of others. Hotel workers are on strike in Southern California. They want more pay and benefits. This is AP News. Now to Russia's President Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will participate in his first multilateral summit since an armed rebellion rattled Russia. Leaders will convene virtually for a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a security grouping founded by Russia and China to counter Western alliances from East Asia to the Indian Ocean. This year's event is hosted by India, which became a member in 2017. Senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, Tanvi Madan, believes the summit is essential for Moscow.
SCO for Russia has been an outlet for Moscow demonstrating that it's not isolated, something they argue that the US and the European Union are trying to do.
For Putin personally, the summit presents an opportunity to show he's in control after a short-lived insurrection by Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.